This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been reporting for a couple of months now about the really rough patch that American manufacturing is in. Factory output has been shrinking since the summertime. But the thing about manufacturing in this economy long term is that adjusted for inflation, it's been about the same percentage of gross domestic product, that is to say, the same percentage of economic output, for 70 years. That's a dollar figure, though, right? In people terms, labor market terms, about 11% of Americans work in manufacturing today, compared with 25% or more back in the day. In the Chicago area, though, there are manufacturing jobs to be had without, though, workers to take them. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang has the story.
The unemployment rate in the Chicago region hovers at around 3.5%, which is just about the national average. But in some parts of Chicago, it's over 30%. Meanwhile, manufacturing companies like the Friedman Seating Company in Chicago tout new high-tech jobs, and they say they're having trouble filling them. CEO Craig Friedman gives me a tour of the factory. It makes seats for buses, boats, and trains. We walk by a 20-foot-long machine that's slicing through a stack of upholstery fabric.
This used to be done by hand. Today, it's done precisely by a machine, and you can optimize it. But that requires you to now have a much higher-skilled worker to operate the machine, to program it.
That's the first barrier for many Chicagoans, the skills gap. Friedman says many entry-level jobs in manufacturing don't require a college degree. But workers need solid reading and math skills like geometry and algebra to read blueprints and run computer-operated machinery. Friedman adds that many workers also lack what he calls soft skills. These include good work habits, like being on time or navigating conflict. Once a week, the Technology and Manufacturing Association in Schaumburg, Illinois, buses in workers from Chicago to teach them metalworking at the Suburban Training Center.
Find a center, lie back. Okay, remember how we taught the tools, right? So go to Z. Go ahead and bring the tool down.
The association is about 30 miles away from Chicago, almost an hour's drive in traffic. It's one of a handful of groups trying to link manufacturing jobs to the region's workforce. According to Census Bureau data, Chicago has about 60,000 manufacturing jobs. But the surrounding six county suburbs have more than 300,000 jobs.
You got jobs over here and you got people over here, so it's connecting.
That's Teresa Cordova, a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She wrote a report on the mismatch between jobs and the unemployed. All right, so we've got the skills gap and transportation. Here is the third barrier, image. Many people, and especially young people, think manufacturing jobs are dull, dirty, or dangerous, so they don't want to go into the field. These students at Austin College and Career Academy in Chicago are in a program that introduces kids to manufacturing. But none of them wants to work in manufacturing.
I was thinking about being a lawyer.
I want to be a CSI agent and move up to a detective.
I like to draw, so maybe that could be a career I could do.
Here's Friedman again, the factory owner.
I've spent years trying to bang my head and pound my fist and getting that point across that there are solid middle-class career paths in manufacturing.
He says manufacturing pays well. Nationwide, manufacturing workers earn an average of about $28 per hour. That's $8 to $10 more per hour than the average hourly pay for retail or hospitality service jobs. Cordova, the professor, says that to attract and train more workers in manufacturing, government, business, schools, and nonprofits need to come together and form a regional industrial policy.
It needs to be an effort that comes from a range of sectors. It's going to take the whole village and more.
She says that's the only way to revive what was once a vibrant sector for many in the region and beyond. In Chicago, I'm Esther Yunji Kang for Marketplace.